This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in 2013, we went out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a series about parts of this economy that were working better at the local level than maybe might have been apparent by looking at the national headlines. And one of the companies we visited back then was a small business called Grand Prairie Foods. It makes eggs and stuff for hotel breakfast buffets and packaged breakfast sandwiches for grocery and convenience stores. It is also literally down the road, like a mile and a half, from that Smithfield pork processing plant that's been one of the hot spots of the pandemic that you might have heard about. Anyway, Kurt Ladenbeck is the CEO of Grand Prairie Foods. Mr. Ladenbeck, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kai. Good to talk to you as well.
Tell me, would you, what this thing looked like on the way in for Grand Prairie Foods?
Well, it's been quite an adventure out here in the heartland. And actually, when things started to unravel back in March across the country, I was on vacation with my wife in South Africa, and we literally landed the week that things were really starting to heat up, and I got back home just in time to have about 80% of our purchase orders canceled because, you know, as you know, we're pretty heavily involved in the hospitality and travel industry with our food service operations, and those folks were shutting down very quickly about that time and decided they didn't need food anymore.
Yeah, I remember. When we were out there a number of years ago, I remember the whole big scrambled egg thing. It was quite the set of machinery.
So what did you do?
How did you react as you worked to save your business?
Well, we're still working to save our business because you know you don't replace 80% of your business overnight. And fortunately, since you've been here, we established a second operation that we moved that food service business to, and the plant that that you had visited when you were out here has turned into a packaged goods facility. So you know, as happened with a lot of people, as food service operations wound down, we were able to ramp up packaged goods business. So that facility is running 6 days a week, two shifts a day, and you know, we're really pumping out a lot of stuff to rebuild our business with packaged goods.
Did you do the whole PPP loan to get some operating cash and sort of tide you over?
We did. We're very fortunate to have qualified for that, and that, quite frankly, was a lifesaver. This would be a difficult road without that. So we're really grateful that opportunity was there.
I do want to ask you, Mr. Ladenbeck, about the epidemiology of this thing, because you are in Sioux Falls, as is that big Smithfield pork plant.
That's right.
Yeah. How worried are you? How worried were you when this was starting about your employees? I mean, I imagine probably you have family members of your workers who work at that pork plant, right?
That was a rough couple of weeks, I tell you what, because, you know, it was shortly, maybe a week or two after, you know, we started shutting things down that happened. And so, you know, we were all just still kind of learning how to deal with this virus and how to keep it out of our facilities and keep people safe. And you're right, we do share a lot of family members with workers over there. But we had kind of heard rumors early that they were having some issues over there. And so we were fortuitous enough that we actually asked any employee who was associated with, lived with, close family member, whatever, of an employee at Smithfield to stay home. And we had them do that for 2 weeks. And so we were fortunate that we did have some of those folks that got positive results, but they weren't in our facility at the time that happened. So we were we're largely able to keep it out.
So in, say, a year, what's business going to be like at Grand Prairie Foods?
Yeah, so, you know, as I stated early, we lost about 80% of our business day one. We've recovered probably close to half of that with other packaged goods. And, you know, we feel optimistic that within the next 6 to 12 months, we'll be doing okay. You know, we're not going to be doing as well as we were before with full operations going, but we feel pretty good about where we're going with our business.
Well, best of luck to you. Kurt Ladenbeck, he is the owner and CEO, actually, of Grand Prairie Foods out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mr. Ladenbeck, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Kai. Appreciate the time.